Farm Credit Canada, FCC, has now published its 2023 Farmland Values Report, which covers the average yearly changes in farmland values on a regional, provincial, and national level with the goal of providing accessible market information so producers can make reliable business decisions. The latest report covers a period from January 1, 2023 to December 31, 2023, and was published this March. The methodology of reporting these values takes into consideration cultivated land, irrigated land, and pasture land, and represents 90% of sales data collected in the past year, excluding 5% of the highest and lowest numbers to eliminate outliers. National trends. Canada's average value of cultivated farmland increased by 11.5% in 2023, which is slightly less than was reported in 2022, 12.8%, and was ahead of the increase reported in 2021, 8.3%. 2023 saw the second highest increase reported by the FCC since 2014. These increases occurred amidst elevated interest rates and increased farm input prices, reportedly strong farm incomes, and were recorded regardless of moisture levels. The national demand for farmland has remained robust, and supply in terms of land available for sale continues to be limited. Provincial trends. In 2023, Saskatchewan was the national leader when it came to increasing cultivated farmland values across Canada. Land values increased by a province-wide average of 15.7%, which is slightly higher than the reported increase of 14.2% in 2022 and is more than double the 7.4% increase reported 1 year prior in 2021, according to the report. These increases were seen across the province, with one exception in the West Central region which brought down the provincial average. This was due to a significant lack of moisture during the 2023 growing season. Looking back as far as 2014, the trend in annual percent changes have been parabolic, with 2014 seeing an 18.7% increase, 2020 seeing the lowest increase at only 5.4%, and the curve is trending back upwards going into 2024. Higher market values were reported in 2023, and this was similar to values reported in 2022. The reasoning, according to the report, is due to a lack of available farmland to meet growing demand, which ran parallel to reduced moisture in many areas. The southeastern region, including Moose Jaw and the surrounding area, saw farmland continue to sell at premium price levels in localized regions with heavy clay soil as compared to areas with lower soil quality. The region saw an increase closely reflecting the provincial average at a 15.3% average increase and saw less of an impact from drought conditions than in the southwest. The highest 2023 average increase was seen in the East Central region at 20.8%, and the lowest was experienced in the West Central region with an 8.2% average increase. Irrigated regions in the west central and southwestern portion of the province only saw a 3.2% increase. Following several consecutive years of drought conditions, many producers have been looking to expand the amount of irrigated land, and several irrigation projects have already been completed with more in the works. Saskatchewan relies heavily on the supply of mountain runoff for much of its water needs, which is a cause for concern going into 2024, along with reservoir levels that are currently lower than they were at this time last year. The FCC defines pastureland as being land unsuitable for growing crops, and it traditionally sells for less than cultivated land. Pastureland in the province saw the largest reported year-over-year increase among Canadian provinces analyzed by the FCC in 2023. In Saskatchewan, the provincial average value increase was reported to be 12.7%. The largest increase took place in the East Central region at 25.7%, and the smallest increase was reported in the Northeastern region at 5.7%. In the Southeast region, pastureland reportedly increased at 9.9%, with a dollar value per acre stated as $1,100, with a value range of $600-$1,700. Excluding outliers, the largest pastureland increase was seen in the East Central region at 25.7%, and the lowest increase was in the Northeast at 5.7%. It should also be noted that there were insufficient pastureland sales in central and eastern Canada at the time of the report, so this data is exclusive to western provinces starting with Manitoba. The full 2023 Farmland Values Report can be viewed online at fcc-fact.ca.